Mark, Broken City.
Yes.
When you watch it, it's one of those old school crime thrillers, a sort of movie that you've got to be intelligent as a watcher. You've got to think about it. When you got the script, was it a page turner? Were you sitting there thinking what's going on?
Absolutely. You know, usually you get a script and within the first 10, 20 pages, you're like, oh, this is crap, or I know what's going to happen. And this was the kind of thing, it was just like, you didn't know who anybody was. Everybody wasn't who they seemed. And if by chance it isn't what you expect, they usually go so far in the other direction that it's just completely ridiculous. But no, it was the kind of movie that I loved watching and I had an opportunity to make it.
It had the kind of tone and the feel of these big TV series. I know you're involved heavily in these big high-concept television series. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that sort of content has moved to television? Why do we not see this sort of film on screen anymore?
I don't know. I think Hollywood's more interested in making the big effects-driven movies, and, you know, they want to create franchises and... You know, it's nice to have a nice balance. Hopefully, you know, people in film will continue to be inspired by what's happening in television.
It's also the classic underdog story.
Yes.
With your character, Billy, isn't it?
Yes. Those are the kind of like guys I like to root for, you know. The guys up against the giant, you know, Goliath-like crime figure in the mayor. And, you know, he's got to go out there and, you know, do the right thing and you know, risk losing his freedom, you know, his ass for people that can't defend themselves.
I mean, whenever we sort of see these corruption movies, I mean, how much research did you do? I'm not suggesting that New York is a corrupt city, but is there elements?
Well, there is rampant corruption in most cities, not only in America, but in the world. But, the script was so well written. It was really a matter of me putting on my producer's hat, figuring out how we can make the movie for a price and still get all the things that we're going to need to deliver a good movie.
When you say the price, obviously you've assembled a pretty tip-top cast, haven't you? When you have a script as good as this and a subject matter as meaty, does that help you get these big names?
Absolutely. We couldn't lure people with gigantic paydays. You know, they responded to the material and they signed on because they loved the opportunity of being involved in a story like this and playing the parts that they played, and even, you know, as the physical production and principal photography, we only had 40 days to shoot the movie, and normally, you know, shoot a movie like this would be 75, 80 days.
Is that literally due to the fact that actors, I mean, guessing you get scripts through your door every single day, and you pick and choose the projects you want, and you go for more sort of highbrow films now, don't you? Is that, when you get a film like this, is that why actors want to do it? Because they get so many other things, they're like, this is great. This is going to challenge me straight.
Yeah, I mean, I try to mix it up. I'm looking for different things all the time. You know, I remember I made this movie right after Ted, so this was a good change of pace for me. But after that, I went and did another kind of, you know, lighter, you know, comedy. And so I just try to mix it up all the time, you know. I think, but for me, no matter what the movie is, what the tone of the movie is, the genre, I'm always trying to make the best possible version of that film.
Let's talk about your character, Billy, because we've talked about him as the underdog and rooting for the right thing to do, but you never 100% get behind him because you never work out, actually, if he is completely good. He's quite a conflicted character, isn't he?
Yeah, which is what I like. I mean, it just seems far more real, plausible that a guy, you know, not be kind of perfect, straight-laced in this world. You know, they just don't, they get chewed up and spit out. So
let's talk about those scenes between you and Russell. A lot of the movie hinges on those two scenes in many respects. Yeah. Did you practice, rehearse those much? Did you go in at the deep end with them?
Oh, we just dove right in. You know, we came on the set that day. The first scene we shot was the big confrontation at his home office. And Alan, our director, was like, you guys want to rehearse? What do we want to do? And we just kind of looked at each other and was like, let's go. You know, we put the cameras in both directions, kind of like what we're doing right now, and we just started shooting it.
What's he like? Because we've heard about Daniel Day-Lewis and being called Mr. President on set. Was Russell Mr. Mayor?
We didn't have to call him Mr. Mayor, but he was definitely the mayor. He had that aura about him, that kind of larger than life, but very charismatic. He was shaking hands and telling jokes and kissing babies and doing the whole thing.